Welcome to our program. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us as we are going to be meeting with a woman who has put together a book and a center and a movement, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, Wisdom Teachings for Spiritual Protection, Peace Mother Gita, Sacred Song. Stay with us. We're going to walk and talk with her in this next half hour. And we're going to start by listening to a piece of music that is part of a CD sampler that came along with the book. Just listen along for just a moment or two, and then we'll bring on Peace Mother. So stay with us. I'd like to welcome you to our program, Peace Mother Gita Sacred Song. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so very much. Pleasure and an honor.
It's good to have you with us. And here in the valley, I only say regrettably at this particular point as we're taping, it's beginning to heat up. But that's notorious for May, June, July here in the Valley of the Sun. Let's talk about, I mean, there's so much to discuss as far as you have a center. And of course, there's a website that people can go to, Sacred Peace Center. The sacredpeace.org to find out all kinds of information and interesting things about you and your center and people that surround you and work with you. But you also have your latest book, and my understanding is this is the first book you have actually written called The Impeccable Warrior of Light, Wisdom Teachings for Spiritual Protection. And I like the subtitle, How to Protect Yourself from Evil or Negative Forces. How did this particular book come about for you?
I was doing soul retrieval, Mayan soul retrieval sessions for many years as taught by my teacher, Don Jacinto Saab. And Divine Mother kept telling me that I needed to put everything into a book that I would share with those that came for healing. Because each person that presented themselves before me required hours of introduction into the play of the negative forces of how this person came to be without a wealth or without a relationship or with a negative mind and having to explain to them about spiritual protection. So Divine Mother said, you need to put it in a book. My children are suffering. You're never going to be able to see everyone. Everyone will never be able to cross your path. So only those few lucky ones and the rest, they need a something that they can use every day and still protect themselves and understand about their sacred duty to uphold the light.
My understanding is that without people such as yourselves, the monks around the world, the prayer centers, the prayer wheels, whatever you want to add to that list, if it weren't for that particular segment of our society globally, that this world would probably be in a lot worse shape than it is.
Exactly, because it's the prayers, it's that sincere prayer, it's that faithful prayer that makes the sun stay in its place, that brings about the happy crops, that brings about the harmony in any area and prosperity and the peace. So the message of the book, however, is that it's everyone's sacred duty, not just the monks and not just the high priestesses and not just the shamans. It's everyone's sacred duty to be an impeccable warrior of light, to enact with their faith as truly faithful, unshakable faith in their prayers every day, to drum up the sun and to dance up the land and to sing up the harmony for all creation and all humanity.
And you do that on a regular basis, 7 days a week, 24/7 at your center, I would take it.
And even if I had no center, I would do it 7 days a week. It's the life. It's the life. It's everyone's life. We must every day have a spiritual discipline where we connect with the universe and we sing it up and we offer up our love like the little children that we are. And we sing the songs like Om Namo Bhagavate or like Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali. Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali. It's that resonance, you see? It's that heart love that goes out through the voice and it makes the universe happy. And a happy universe then helps us be happy, right?
I would like to think so, yes.
There
are people who are listening who are finding themselves extremely, well, to say the very least, frustrated and anxious, and they want more for their lives, whether it's more prosperity, whether it's more money, more opportunities to do the kinds of things they really want to do, and then there are people who are still searching for their purpose.
Exactly.
So tell us about the Warrior of Light, the Impeccable Warrior of Light, and how this came about.
It's all Divine Mother's work. First of all, I am not a singer. I am not a writer. I am not an artist. I don't do anything. I am just a very blessed being who is Divine Mother's instrument. She holds all the knowledge, all the wisdom. And she speaks to me very clearly. And she said to me that the name of the book should be that. That's the Buddha, for example, spoke of impeccable warriors of light, but he called them irreversible beings. Meaning that once you committed to the light truly and faithfully, you never went back. You would never go into dark ways of worry or faithlessness or self-pity or any way of keeping yourself small. An impeccable warrior of light is a being who is just what the title says. They are impeccable in what they do. They are impeccable in holding true to the energy, to the wisdom and the love and the compassion of the universe. They find a way of bringing that wisdom and love and compassion into every situation by holding themselves responsible and accountable to be an impeccable warrior of light. And that's how it starts. It starts with training. I myself was being trained by spirit since I was a child, and I held myself accountable for every action. I reviewed everything I did, and I spoke with my guides and explained to them everything I did if I thought they didn't understand it. And I strove to be great in everything that I did, studies, in sports. I was practicing. So this book is really a culmination also of the wisdom that I have gathered in my lifetime about how to be excellent at what we do and how to be happy and how to be faithful to the universe and compassionate to the universe by singing and dancing and drumming and chanting and praying and meditating and understanding its role in upholding the goodness of the universe.
It's something that we need in this world today with all of the, and I say the perceived turmoil, because I'm wondering from your perspective if there is no turmoil if we choose this different path.
Exactly.
In other words, because the turmoil is more on the internal.
Yes, exactly. Everyone, if you, for example, you want peace, and if the whole world is at peace, but you don't have peace within you, there's still no peace because everyone lives in their own little world. So this indeed is so much needed. Now, from one point of view, the world is perfect just the way it is. When you have the perfect point of view, for me, the world is just perfect. It's a beautiful, radiant world. Beautiful day. It's a radiant life with Divine Mother Grace, you see? When you have the grace, the life is beautiful, and we understand everyone's suffering. We understand there's a reason for that suffering, and we can see clearly why everyone is in the suffering that they're in, what lesson is available to them, and we understand that it's taking them somewhere. However, if we don't have that understanding, if we are attacked by those forces of the darkness that convince us to be confused or sad or full of wail and woe, then it's a miserable world. It's a horrible world, or so it seems.
There's a lot of discussion about, as is said here in your book's subtitle, about evil or negative spirits. Is there such a thing really as evil, as opposed to the fact that there are, because we live in a dualistic universe, a dualistic world in this dimension, that there are positives and negatives? So it's negative energy as opposed to evil. Can you differentiate the two?
Yes, it's just degrees and it's just titles. So if we have a football game, we have to give a name to each team, or we won't be able to keep track and track of the score, right?
That's true.
We say this is Team A, this is Team B. So if you're the home team, you consider yourself good, and the other team is considered to be the enemy. So this is the way, indeed, it is in a dualistic reality, which planet Earth is. So we have positive. These are just words again. What does positive mean? What does negative mean? Who made those words up? Why did we adopt them? But we have. So we say positive, negative. Now, negative. It's all perspective, isn't it? One person can call what I would call evil a negative force, and it means the same thing to each person. Evil is to differentiate in the book of, like, for example, negativity, of you thinking negatively of yourself, or someone having an addiction, versus someone murdering, raping, wanting to control the whole world, which is the force, the bigger force of evil. And that force of evil, which does exist, it was created, again, for a reason, because whether you call it negative or evil, the bottom line is that when confronted with a situation, you have to choose what you're going to do. The power of free will comes into play. And we have the power to understand that this force is real, and its job is to hurt me. And I must now develop skills for transformation, skills for uplifting, skills for not taking things personally, skills for having greater faith, skills for not being so shy, but instead being a champion and a warrioress of the light, you see?
Now, I find it interesting, too, as I have gone through my short little life here, I'll use the example of movies and television, and I would question, who decided that the type of music, for example, because you also deal with sound medicine, and we're going to get into that here. Who decided that this particular type of music and style and tone and so forth was appropriate for horror movies,
right,
as opposed to the light, airy things that are for the comedies, as opposed to the real strong, dramatic things for the Star Wars and the cowboy western kinds of things,
exactly,
the big, bold, brassy things, as opposed to reversing them all around? Who's to say that you wouldn't have... So again, as you kind of stated earlier, well, this is what we've called it, this is what we've named it, this is what we've labeled it. And there are those of us, including myself, and without going into any detail, who seem to find every once in a while, no matter how difficult things become, no matter what the challenges that are there, I always seem to find this optimistic, energetic, somewhere down in there that's still there. It's like it's always there, no matter what the challenge is. It's like, I know that there's some opportunity somewhere down the road here. I know it's there, and it's like that's what I kind of focus on.
Good. Well, this is because you have enough grace. You have cultivated grace in your life through past lives, through good actions in this lifetime. Because when we don't have enough grace, we can't see the grace. We can't feel the grace. Of course, it's always there. It's like saying, I don't see the air, but yet we are breathing in, and it's keeping us alive. So when you have accumulated enough grace, you can have those breakthroughs of understanding this is a compassionate universe. Everything I've seemingly suffered through is to teach me, to strengthen me, to give me a gift. But when we don't have the grace, we cannot have that perfect perspective, you see.
I've often heard that in reference to character, you talk about the grace that is part of this. And I remember discussing with another guest some time ago about, can't we build character other than going through all of these negative situations or what have you? Isn't there another way of building that character rather than having to suffer?
Well, as you can tell, your question is making me both smile and laugh. why? Why do we need to? There's nothing wrong with the suffering. You see, that's because you're still feeling the false effect of the suffering. I don't feel that. I feel I had a tough childhood just like everyone else. I had many disappointments and people lied to me and steal money and do everything, so many things that like other people. But I have to just say my life has been absolutely perfect for what Divine Mother was trying to get me to discard and to learn. And so if we see over and again that there are people who go through horrendous situations and emerge heroes and purified and uplifted and full of compassion for those that tortured them, there is a reason for being in the fire. And the fact is that as they do with gold and silver and other metals, they cannot be purified without being put in that fire. They cannot be shaped and molded without the fire. And you say, is there another way? Well, not on planet Earth, there isn't.
Okay.
That is possible in other areas, other realms, and there are millions and millions and millions of realms in the galaxies and the universes, but not on planet Earth. This is the plan, and this is the game. And yet, Richard... And yet, with all the suffering, all the souls want to come right back once they leave.
Why is that?
Because it's the glorious paradise. It's the beautiful, flowering jewel. It's a place where you can taste that beautiful banana or the pear or the orange, and you can put your hand in water and have that amazing sensation. And it's a place where you can come and experience that heartbreak. And that is something that is sought after, these emotions, these feelings, these sensations. And it's a place where you can come and find love in the midst of all the obstacles, unshakable love. That is why.
So in spite of all of the challenges, the negatives that a soul experiences in a lifetime, the sensory experiences are really what they're looking for, which includes those negatives as well as the positives.
Exactly, and that's even why the spirits, the trapped spirits and the negative spirits and energies try to inhabit the human body. They want to live through us. They want to live through us. They want to feel what it's like to be in this living, moving, amazing creation that we are. But we are here. We are sent for a sacred purpose, and that's the beautiful part of the journey. We're here to understand we are on sacred assignment. We're not here to watch TV and eat bonbons. We are here to work hard. The last words out of the Buddha's mouth are said to have been, as he addressed his monks and he was saying his last goodbyes, he said, work tirelessly. Mm-hmm. We fear the wrong things, you see. An athlete does not fear scaling Mount Everest. Someone that's climbed a small hill or a smaller mountain will always try to climb a bigger one. Then why is it that the rest of us would be afraid of another challenge and a bigger challenge? It's what makes champions. It's what makes heroes and heroines, and we are all here to be that.
If you have just joined us, pauses of pondering on what you've just stated. I don't want to jump too quickly into the next element. But if you have just joined us, we are talking with Peace Mother Gita Sacred Song. She has a new book out, her first, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, Wisdom Teachings for Spiritual Protection and How to Protect Yourself from Evil or Negative Forces. You have a center, and is this center also located in Florida?
In Fort Lauderdale.
Lauderdale, Florida. And it's available, of course, through the website. And the website is www.sacredpeace.org. You can get information not only about the book, but also about my guest, Peace Mother, and about the center. And I've had opportunities only briefly to speak with, and I'm going to just use the short name because I know that I will destroy his full name, but Swamiji.
Yes.
And had an opportunity to at least discuss and talk with him about our getting together here. Now, you talked a little bit about your training. You've talked about, of course, your childhood as far as the awareness that you've had of the importance of all of the choices that you make and how they are going to impact your future. And that is difficult for many of us to do because we are so tied up in our day-to-day living that we don't even consider thinking that way. How does one, what's step one of maybe 900 steps at least of trying to do that, become more aware?
Step one is to read the book because it gives you a very thorough course in all the many, many insidious ways and ingenious ways and impeccable ways that the dark forces zoom in on you and land in you and take home in you and then start to live through you, through subtle, from the subtle to the gross. So first is awareness. Secondly, chant. Chant, sing the sacred songs, because every mantra, every time that you say a prayer or a mantra or an affirmation also, if it's a powerful and concise one that you relate to, it purifies you and it dissolves layers. For those very, very, very blessed individuals who are able to have soul retrieval sessions, they're able to discard years, the equivalent of what they would discard with years of spiritual practices. But when you don't have that, then, for example, on the website, we have accumulated the tools that I use in my work in helping people in the soul retrieval that people can use at home, such as the rattle. That rattle, if people will rattle around themselves, that particular frequency of that particular rattle will dissolve layers of negativity. Every layer you dissolve allows you to think clearer. You see, it allows you to be a purer instrument for the divine.
The process sounds simple, and I think you would probably say it is. That doesn't mean it's easy.
No, I know. I would not say it is. I'm the first one to tell people it's a battle. This is the battle for your soul. It's the battle for the collective soul. It's the battle for everybody's soul. That negative force that is with people, that's just inherently planted in there, it will always tend to make you want to go back to thinking negatively, to worrying about the paycheck, to worrying about where to live, to worrying about the children, to not having faith in tomorrow, to not having enough faith in the angels, for example, to not understanding the laws of harmony and how to maintain it, to not want the wisdom with all your body and soul. All this has always been going on. It's going on. And even the Buddha himself, for example, as well as we know from the Bible with Jesus, that Jesus did not just cast Satan out once or twice. It's an ongoing thing. We have to cast out the negativity every time you catch yourself. And it will take time to catch yourself sooner. But you catch yourself worrying or being frustrated or having, for example, road rage. That you say, no, I will not feed negativity. And I cast you out, O demon of negativity, for example. Or you can say negative force of negativity, but negative force of anger, negative force of worry, demon of insecurity. I cast you out in the name of, and you can say Buddha or Jesus or Mary. I say Kali and Durga because those are my favorite divine mother names.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my mantra. But you use whoever is your protector, and you call them in. You replace that negativity with your protector's presence. Does that make sense?
It does. It does indeed. And it actually raises another question in light of what you've referenced. Is there, as you referred to the Bible and Jesus casting the devil out, what have you, is there an evil entity, or are we talking about the lower base nature of man? It's like part of our human characteristics that we come into this world with, and we can either feed that particular beast or the beast of kindness and love.
It is both. There is a force in the universe. It's not just inside, although, of course, this conversation requires a lot of time, because when we say what is inside, in actuality, everything that is inside is what we see outside, and everything that is outside is inside. We are a universe. Inside of us live universes upon universes, and that would take, I think, a little more explanation. But
oh, I understand that, because that's a theory I thought of, too.
You do, but I'm not sure that all the listeners do, because this is advanced studies, right?
Well, I can throw out one book, and that is Horton Hears a Who by Dr. Seuss. Think
okay.
on that, and I think that will give you a good clue. But go ahead and continue, please.
Okay. So there is this force of evil, and it has an assignment. And it's in the Bible, for example, I think it was Job that was the subject. Or
mm-hmm.
I think it was Job.
Yes, it was.
Where the force of negativity, the force of evil, says to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, can I test your disciple for you? Can I test Job for you?" And the Lord said, "Yes, please, go ahead." You see, there's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a purpose. So this force of evil exists, and it does take over people, and it poses this temptation to be bad, to act bad, to be cruel, to be negative, to be small instead of great, instead of remembering our divinity. And is it inside of course, because these forces are actually, they are energies, and they come and they curl in the brain. And if you were here for a soul retrieval session sitting in front of me, I could tell you exactly where they are curled inside your brain and how they affect you and what thoughts they are making you have and what tendencies or habits or addictions they are creating. It's mm-hmm. very scientific. So it's inside of us, but the remedy is the same. And I must thank you for asking this question, because I want to just state that one of the biggest problems that humanity has is they don't want to accept that there's darkness, yet they complain about the world. And what they're not complaining about the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're complaining about the darkness. Well, where does it come from? It's part of the nature of being here. But when we go into the other realms, you do take those tendencies that you have honed here on planet Earth. You see, whatever we do here, whatever seeds we sow, we take with us. So we must do everything in this battle for the soul to hone positive thoughts and positive habits, because they will follow us, and they are our merit. They are our merit that we take into the next realm, wherever that winds up being, because there are many places to go after you leave here. And you go there with whatever you've gathered here. And that then serves you there either as reward or as homework, further homework. Mm-hmm. Either way.
I have heard it said that we choose, before we come into this life, we choose the plan, the path, the destiny of sorts.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that along the way, once we're here, we can't make adjustments and changes, but that we choose the experiences that we are going to have.
Yes, absolutely.
And you said earlier that many people choose to come back here because of the wonderful sensory experiences, and I use that term in a general sense to encompass all of them,
yes.
Pluses and minuses. But there are those who are aware of that concept and say, when I'm done with this life, I'm not coming back. It's just too hard. Mm. But is that more the ego speaking?
Yes. That's, again, the dark forces that are keeping them in darkness about their true nature. Our true nature is compassion. If we have grown, if we have really grown, why would we ever want to not come back? Because there is suffering here. Then is it not our job to come and alleviate that suffering? Is that not the greatest honor, to uplift the little brother and sister? Because if we have true compassion and we say we've suffered, mm-hmm. but then why would we want anyone else to suffer? Because if we say, well, that felt horrible, I don't want anybody else to go through it. That's true love.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we hear someone say that, we know that they are not fully baked. And I cover that a lot in the book. I talk about that quite a bit, this attitude of disdain for the earth. The earth is perfect. Who is not yet realized their perfection is the human being. I would mm-hmm. never say that to you. Wherever Divine Mother asks me to go, it's a pleasure and an honor. More we grow, more we are not looking for easy. We give up this business of looking for easy. We understand we came here to serve. It's beautiful to help people, to uplift people in whatever way. Now, how do we get to that state? How do we find, you see, this is a real good example of someone who we would say there's nothing wrong with them, right? They, no, they don't have any negative forces attached. They're a good person doing good work with good intentions, and they have formed a good heart, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we have many beings like that on the planet. But they do not have the true wisdom yet. There's a big block on their third eye. There's a big block on their heart that even though they are loving beings, they do not yet have true, true love. They do not have the love that says, I want to come back where or go wherever the divine says. I love the divine so much, whatever they say, I will do it. I pray to never hesitate. Let me forever be victorious in the name of the light, that I never, ever question what the divine ones want me to do. That's true love, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have that attitude, then you know you have arrived. Then you know that those dark forces are not possessing you. Until then, they are possessing you with false realities. And again, all of the masters have talked about false realities and the need for further purification. Let your freedom flow, ma. uplift everything. Let your children know that they're free when they sing. Up with protection, up with love, up with devotion. Help us to be strong. Freedom, that's what everybody wants. Freedom, true freedom. Freedom, freedom. It's how can we get to be that free? Everybody wants to be that free. How can we discard all those negative forces, all those hitchhikers that want to ride on our parade? And the way is chanting and singing and awareness about spiritual protection and bringing in the light through our prayers and our chants and through our ritual work and ceremony.
If you're just joining us, we're going to take a brief pause here to take a listen to one of the tracks from Sacred Mother, Peace Mother's CD, and I want you to stay right with us. We're going to talk more with her as we continue talking about the Impeccable Warrior of Light Wisdom Teachings for Spiritual Protection. Go to www.sacredpeace.org, that's sacredpeace.org, or call 1-866-98-PEACE. That's 1-866-987-3223-6563. And we'll give that information out again. Stay with us. Don't go away. As we take just a brief pause, you can hear more of this as we continue here talking with Peace Mother and her book, The Impeccable Warrior of Light. And we thank her for taking this time to be with us and to share with us about all of the various aspects of her training and teaching and her challenges and how she is now sharing those with us. And in terms of coming back, is that also sort of a goal of many who want to come back? They want to help others to sort of climb that ladder. I've heard the analogy that there's always someone above us on the ladder and below us, and we are being helped up by the one above, and we then help the one below to continue to rise.
Exactly, because how does anybody become a master? They are assisted. They're through breaking through the ignorance. For example, I myself, I had my teachers. I had first my invisible teachers and my guides always helping me. Then I had my physical teacher in Baba Muktananda Paramahansa from India. And then I had a woman teacher, his disciple, Guru Mai Chidvilasananda. And then they led me through their love, through their compassion, through them purifying my ego, through both soft love and tough love, through the practices they gave me. Then I met Don Jacinto Saab, my Mayan teacher. And he continued to purify me until I could be pure enough that I was irreversible. Because the work that we do in the soul retrieval, we are not, he was not allowed, and I am not allowed in our lineage. You are not allowed to impart that knowledge to anyone who's not pure enough so that they are unavailable to the dark forces. We do not. Right now the movie is out, Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how the villain turned into a villain and how he was taken over by the darkness. These are characteristics of darkness, of insecurity. They are perfect homes for further darkness, and we would never impart that high wisdom to someone unless they could show that they had purified enough through their self-effort and through the grace that we shower upon them to be a steward of humanity. There are millions of siddhas, of perfected beings, it is said, in the realm of the siddhas. There are millions upon millions of Buddhas. There is so much grace and compassion in the universe supporting us. Whether we see it or not, it's there. It is up to us to pray for the grace, and invoke the grace. And that's what spiritual protection allows you to want to do.
Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between being purified and having, if you will, your shields up in protection, isn't there?
They go together. If you develop a protective shield, it allows you to purify without the suffering over the suffering. For all beings must go through suffering on planet Earth. Just breathing alone puts your body into suffering. makes your lungs work. Walking makes your joints bang against the concrete. There is suffering in everything. However, we shouldn't be suffering over the suffering, you see?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be woeing and wailing and whining and looking for that, the opportunity to tell our sad story to everyone who will listen, and even telling it 200 and 300 times to the ones who've already heard it. This is a misuse of our golden energy. So it is through understanding that we have to suffer and going about it. Let's, for example, Divine Mother says, Peace Mother, go and travel and go spread the message. And whatever I encounter along the way, I must use it with the understanding it's purification. It's an opportunity to earn merit, which I can then donate to all beings. To you, Richard, I can donate this merit, and I do, and I can donate it to all beings for their upliftment. So we purify through many forms, through good actions, through going through challenges. It purifies pettiness out of us, you see? But we can help that purification along by surrendering to the good attitude, by embarking upon the good attitude and leaving behind that negative attitude.
It's something that we really all need to learn, because it's so easy to get caught up watching the news. There's a question for you. What is the value, if we're not supposed to get caught up in the suffering of the suffering, then where is the value in, say, watching the nightly news?
I think it's of great value to the stations that broadcast it, right?
Okay. But those of us who are trying to purify.
Where's our value? We have to look out for ourselves, for our own society's not going to take care of it. That's not their, really, it is their job, but if they don't know it's their job, it's no longer their job in their mind. So we need to look out for how we use our golden energy. In the book, I do talk about listening to the news, about email, mm-hmm. internet, about mail you get in the through the post office, through the different books and magazines, everything. There are both forces at work at all times, positive and negative, and they both want your attention.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who are we going to listen to? How are we going to invest our golden energy today? What out of all that material is going to uplift me to perfection, to being a realized being towards enlightenment?
Mm-hmm.
We must be discerning. Just because someone puts something out doesn't mean that we should listen to it or read it. We must tune in. I, for example, I rarely read the news. Maybe once every so many years, I will glance at a newspaper. Yet, everything I need to know comes to me. People will tell me about this or that. And when I am pulled to read the paper, it's always because there's a story in there that I want to cut out to somehow further use for humanity, whether it's to pray for it. Like somebody in my peace team told me, they saw a newspaper, and they read that right here in Arizona at one of the little schools that there was a shooting,
mm-hmm.
And I guess Desert Mountain, and that the school is in a kind of a lockdown. And so